Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur. We were discussing the inyan of matzah gzula. We saw Shitas HaRosh, who says that you're not yotze b'matzah gzula. And the Ritva says in Sukkah Lamed Hey, this shiur should be a special schus for Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel ben Esther, and also for Relatan Yisrael ben Chaya Marta. So the Ritva says in Sukkah Lamed Hey Amud Aleph that in our Gemara in the Bavli, there's no mention at all that you're not yotze b'matzah gzula, because lo mishkachas lo, can't be that you should eat matzah gzula. Why? Because it says in Ksubis daf lamed amud beis de mechila se kanye the lav baraduri who vein l'nixal el adamim, that when a person chews the food, he can't take it back, and it's all the nixal gets is money. But the food itself is kona. And therefore, by the time it gets to his garon, by the time it gets to his me'ayim, it's no longer stolen food. From the le'isa, from the chewing, he's already kona. And then when he swallows it, he already does the mitzvah. So that's already, there's no issue then. By the time he swallows it, there's no problem, it's not lachem. And there's no problem of mitzvah b'aveira, because that's it. It was already chewed. It was already nikna, and now the nigzal only has damim. So when he does this mitzvah, he's not doing an aveira toch kedei. And dafka b'matzah shel ma'aser sheni, you're not yotzei the Rebbe Meir because it's not lachem. Kevin shebershusu ochel mishulchan kavua kazachu b'din. So therefore, lekel ameimer, you can't say that you're kona b'le'isa, because wherever it is, it belongs to Hashem. Not considered lachem, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is a problem, it's not lachem, because that's mishulchan kavoa. But here, we're talking about matzah gzula, you're calling it from the leisa, from the time you choose it. So what's the issue? Ask the Ritva on the Rush of ein yotzei b'matzah gzula. It's not gzula anymore by the time he does the mitzvah and he swallows it. And so asks Rabbi Kiva Eger in Orach Chaim and Siman Tov Nedalet Sif Dalet. Why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that you're not yotzei b'matzah gzula, you're kona b'shinui ha'idei aliisa v'chein hikshe b'mukor Chaim b'tov Nedalet Sif Katan Aleph in Nechdushei Chatzim Sofer and Sukkah Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. He writes that nevertheless the poskim were correct when they said matzah gzula yotzei dechovaso. That's talking about where you weren't kona b'shinui of liisa. That's when he didn't chew it. In other words, when, for example, when a person was bolea the matzah, that we paskin is yotze, like it says later on, kuftes vav amid beis. So by blia, there's no leisa. So in such a case, it's a mitzvah b'aveira, it's not lachem. Well, if he's when a person eats the matzah b'derech leisa, when he taka chews it, then he's yotze af b'gazel. Or the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, say stama matzah gzula ein yotzeh, but mashma even b'leisa, you're not yotze. Why not? You should be kona b'le'isa. So Rav Nosson Gishtetner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says as follows, that in the Torah Schaim and Meseches Chulin Kufchof Amar Aleph, he writes that if a person eats a machal derech b'liya, it's not considered achila, because it's k'shelo k'derech hana'aso. And that bala matzah yatzah is because gabei matzah, it's not totally in hana'ah, because mitzvahs laplei honas nitno, and therefore he can be yotze even without hana. However, the Nodeb Yudah Kam and Yerodei Lamed Hey, he's masig on the Torah Chaim. He says, what do we care that mitzvahs laplei honas nitno? Nevertheless, since it says by matzah achila, the achila has to be kederach hana asan, and therefore vaday blia is shelo kederach hana asan. And since blia is shelo kederech hana asan, you're not yotze. Since blia, elavada, excuse me, blia is kederech hana asan, and therefore you're yotze. You can't say that it's not hana, but it doesn't matter because mitzvah lav lehana. No, it says a lashon of achila. Since it says a lashon of achila, it has to be kederech hana. So it must be that blia is kederech hana. That's what the Nodeb Yehuda says in the Torah Chaim. However, we can say that to be miyashiv that saga of the Nodeb Yehuda on the Torah Chaim, The Torah's Chaim says that by Yematza it's lav b'hana tal yamilsa because mitzvah lav lehana is nitnu, and the Nadav Yehuda argues that there is hana because it's derech achila, has to be derech achila, and there must be hana, otherwise there wouldn't be considered achila. That b'emes we can say that every meichel that requires leisa, if a person eats it without leisa, it's just considered shelo b'derech achilasa, and that bala matzah yatsa, you know, when bala matzah yatsa, that's talking about perurim ktanim. That's talking about small crumbs that don't require chewing. And in such a case, you're yotze, that even though he wasn't margish tam matzah, nevertheless he's yotze because perurim ketanim ain't derech lulawasan, it's not the derech to chew them. And therefore, even though he chewed without, he swallowed it without chewing, it's considered kederech achila. But when he eats a matzah, of a chaticha gedola, he eats a big piece of matzah, karagil, that you have to chew such a thing. If he didn't chew it, he just was bolea kamol shehi lo yatza, because it's considered shelo kederech achilasan, like it says in the tshuvas of the Chedushei Harim, Yerideasim and Yudalid, that kol mitzvahs you have to be mekayim them kedarkan. Ubevadei shederech achila he lilos es amachol v'achakach levolo vein derech levlo below the isa. So it must be when a person is chewing, when a person eats without chewing, it must be small pieces. Big pieces, that's not considered derech achila. So if he eats matzah that requires chewing, the le'isa is considered part of the mitzvah. Without le'isa, he's not mekayim din achila, since achila below le'isa is considered shelo kedarkan, and therefore, if a person was gozel matzah, ein lomar Shukana b'li'isa. Because the le'isa is part of the mitzvah achila. Without le'isa, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. And b'shas le'isa, it's not his. So now we've gotten to the teretz. That kasha was let him be konet b'li'isa. And the answer is, and then when he swallows it, he's mekayim the mitzvah. No. Part of the mitzvah is the le'isa. And that's not shalom. And that's gazul. Can't say that he's koned at that time because he's koned before he does the mitzvah. No. He's koned b'shas the mitzvah. V'yein b'shut chelkas yoav in yoredeas simintes. That when a person's loes, so the chiyuv comes, rak mikoach shneam, le'isa and b'liya. And that a person is chayv b'bliya greida is because of achshavei. But if a person is lois, so the leisa is also part of the mitzvah. And al pizeh is miyashiv the kashiv the more makor chayim b'matzah gzula. Remember we saw the makor chayim who asked, why are you yotze b'matzah gzula? You're a konet b'shinoi. So the answer is no. The chewing is part of the mitzvah. Kain zvar zukasav v'ksav sofer baruch haim chav beis. And the Mishnah Berurah and Tafnun Dalet. The Bir Halacha. So the Chalkos Yoav says that if the reason you're chayiv b'bliya greida is because of achshavei. But based on what we've been saying, if you require le'isa, if you require chewing, it's not achila without chewing, because ain't derech lechol below le'isa. And therefore, matzah gzula ain't yotzin ba. Shrei b'stam hu ochel ota b'ofen shetzarich lelos. Ve'az gam ha'le'isa hu chelek me'a mitzvah. ומכיוון שלא קנה עדיין בשעת הליסה, לא יצא? If you need to do leisa, then leisa is part and parcel of the mitzvah. We also see this yisod in the Tosfos Yeshanim in Ksubas Lamed Aleph, that if it would be impossible to eat without first lifting it up to your mouth, then the lifting it up would also be part of the Isser? Of the Achila? See, here also, since it's impossible to eat without chewing, otherwise it's not considered eating, so the chewing is part of the mitzvah, and therefore you can't say he's counted before he does the mitzvah, no. You can't say he's counted with the chewing before he does the mitzvah, because the chewing is part and parcel of the mitzvah. However, in our shayla of a guest that we've been discussing, we discussed in the previous shiur, bevadai, that a person's konet when he takes the matzah to eat it, even if he's not miskavin lekinyan. He says in the Mukha Yosef and Bava Basra Mem Aleph b'shem Arayvi that even though odir v'nichse ager v'kasar v'shushalo lo konam v'shushalo skavin lekinyan, nevertheless b'das acheres makne ain't tzarech kavanas kinyan. That if a person does a kinyan chazak on the nichse ager, but he thinks it's his, he just plows the field thinking it's his, he's not kone because he didn't have kavanas kinyan, but b'das acheres makne, you don't need kavanas kinyan. And even if the kona wasn't miskavin liknos, nevertheless, he was kona machmas kavanas and makne lahaknos, saying chasav arashba, begidden chafam ben aleph. So in our case, when he takes it to eat it and put it in his mouth, his pez begeder chatzera, like the Shita Mukubetza says in Ksubas Daf Lamed. And if so, even though Tosis writes in Bava Basra and in Dalet, that when he knows that it's in his chatzer, ein chatzera kona shalomi daito, he has to have das to be koned, but here there's das acheres makne, because the Baal HaBayis gives him the matzah, and he wants to be maknet, so he gives it to him l'shem achila. So there's das acheres makne, so you don't even need kavanas kinyan. And the Baal HaBayis doesn't even need to have kavanah to be makne. He just knows he's giving it to him, it's never coming back. So that's kavanas kinyan. So here you got it. You have the Baal HaBayis giving him the matzah, and that's kavanas makne, and then you have him putting it in his mouth. And that's a kinyan chatzer. So that's when that doesn't have to be, that's already going to be considered shilah, matzik zula. There's no kavanas hakna. But here we're talking about a guest eating the matzah of the Baal HaBayis. So you don't need kavanas kinyan because the Baal HaBayis wants to be maknet him, he wants to give him the matzah. And the guest puts it in his chatzer, so it is shilah. So the Rush has a problem of it not being shalom, but here there's no problem of it not being shalom. It's very much shalom. Why is it shalom? Because the Baal HaBayis is giving it to him, and he's makne it to him. So we solved the shalom problem. Also, the person who eats the matzah that the Baal HaBayis gives him is konet for another reason, because Tosfos says on Chavtes Amud Aleph in Pesachim Divrei Maaschil B'dinu, they ask on Rashi, who writes that according to Rabbi Yechiel bar Yaakov, the chomitz of the goy is mutar b'achila b'pesach min haTorah, and this is difficult. The efsher im lo yehi shelo b'shas achila. That it's impossible if it's not his b'shas achila timnasin lo anochri harehu shelo. In other words, how can there be a metzias like Rashi says that it belongs to the nachri? If he eats the chametz, it doesn't belong to the nachri anymore. If the nachri gives him the chametz, it's shalom. And Tosis continues, and if he steals it from the Nachri, then he's chayv b'achri yuso, and it's kishalom. So either way you look at it, it's shalom. Ask the Makor Chayim, what's the kasha? Make it talking about a case where the eater doesn't intend to eat to the bikone. And he answers that since the person takes it in his mouth, and now it's not going to be edible anymore. So that's a matana. So it becomes his memela, because he's mafsid it and he's not giving it back. So it's mavur that when he takes a machal and he eats it, bechreach, he's konet, since he knows that he's mafsid and it's not chozer lebaal of lolam. Even if he's not miskavin liknos, it becomes his, because that's kavanah's kinyan. He doesn't even have to have kavanah to make a kinyan. He just has to eat it, and that in itself is like kavanah's kinyan. That's equal to kavanah's kinyan. So that pshat and Tosis, that Tosis asks on Rashi. Rashi says, what do you mean? Rashi says, chemtzel shel goy is mutter b'achila b'pesach min haTorah. Tosis has it chemtzel shel goy. When you eat it, it becomes yours. See, here also, when you're a guest at someone's house, you eat it, it becomes yours. So that's what the Makor Chaim says. However, yesh lahar al svaras hamakor chayim, because the Gemara says in the Darim that someone says kikari alecha aser the azmine. Someone says that my kikar is aser to you, and then he invites him to eat. And the Ran says that even though he invites him, nevertheless he's not allowed to eat, because it's still the kikar, it still belongs to the balabais, or it's the shita mukubeta, says man alav matani, because he's eating me a balabais. And it's only considered a matana kishehu noisein lo davar lasas bo kirtsona. But here, it's considered the kikar of the balabais, and the guest is eating what belongs to the balabais. Rashi doesn't hold that way there. So you see that according to this shita, the ochel is not kona the machel. He's eating the pas of the balabais, and therefore, if balabais assert his kikar to the guest, he's not allowed to eat it because it still belongs to the balabais. And we don't say it's a matana because he didn't give it to him lasos kirtsona. He just said, you eat it like a good boy, but he wasn't giving it to him that it's completely yours. So, adayin ein lanu tam barur, that he could be yotzei as an oreach, if he wasn't makne lehedje the matzah. Maybe it still belongs to the balabais and it's not shalom. However, it would seem that in this case you are Yotze. Why? You are Kone. Because we have the famous Rush, who says that if someone says to his friend, lend me a tabas in order to be Makadish and Isha, she's Mekudeshes, because he's Mashilitim al Das, Lakadish Isha, and on Ansade, that it has to be a Matana. It can't still belong to the guy giving it, then it's not, then there's no Kedushin. He's saying he wants it for Kedushin. So you assume that he's giving it to him, that it should be Moel Adine Kedushin. So in our case also, on Ansade, that he wants the Oreach to be Yotze, so therefore he's Makna Bekinyan Gamor. That's all they need to know. All they need to do is think that he wants this guy to be Yotze, and that's enough. Okay, Zeh Sugya Shefshar LaHarich Bo, but we Baruch Hashem saw some. We have some more insight now to this Sugya of Kinyan Matzah, according to those like the Rush who say you need shalom, not everyone holds that way. And it's a Hashem. We should be zochel l'limud ulam v'lishma v'lasa kaim v'kol divrei salam v'torah. So be ahava, amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.